When I was a little second or third grader, I remember going with my dad to the backyard, and we took a couple of shovels, and we dug a little garden, and he said, "This is how you make a furrow, and this is how you stretch the string so that the rows are straight, and this is how you put in the seeds." And he was smart, because he knew attention spans of little children are short. So the first crop was radishes. 3 weeks, seed to eat. Great attention span stuff for kids learning to garden. Well, I have often thought that on the roads around Nazareth, as Joseph walked with the boy Jesus as he grew up, as they went to places of work, surely the two of them did look out at the fields. And perhaps Joseph described the different things that can happen to seed. See there? See the birds? See there? See the rocks? See what happens? But the Lord Jesus takes this everyday kind of occurrence in the fields of his time and people and goes deeper to turn it into really an examination of how does the word find a home in us? Does it find a home in us? What kind of soil are we for the seed of the word? How can we receive it with greater openness, greater faithfulness? The Lord Jesus puts this front and center. In St. Matthew's Gospel, this parable is in the very central section of parables. As the custom, of course, was with that kind of discourse, whatever was kind of the central section was the sort of, now hear this. This is really, really central. This is really, really important. Don't miss this. Jesus is telling us that how we receive or fail to receive, live by or fail to live by the word of the kingdom is absolutely the make or break thing about our lives. So it's worth taking a look at this parable again just to get a few more details and a little more of the meaning that the Lord no doubt wants us to take with us in these days. First off, that the word comes from the sower, easily the seed from the sower, the word from God. It's meant to find a place to take root, to grow up, to bear fruit, and so forth. And we would be missing something if we thought, well, this is, you know, when we're starting out in the Christian life, we just have to make sure that we're attentive, which is true enough. But because God's word is something that is coming to give us life and courage and hope and strength and lead us into a righteous life every day, all our lives, then this passage is a sort of all the time, not just about, well, I learned my catechism, or I went to Catholic schools, or I went to Bible study last year, or whatever, all of those good things after all. But it's about the daily coming to us of God's word, his inspirations, his teaching, his spirit, his strength, all of that, every day, coming to us. How am I open to that? How do I make room for that? Make room for God to get the word in edgewise. Well, what we're doing here is certainly a very big part of just that. Hearing the word of life, and hearing it explained, and begging God for an openness and to that word, that it may bear fruit in us. Down through the ages, many men and women like Saint Benedict, whom we celebrate today in the church calendar, were people who realized they needed to take time aside, a quiet time of minutes, even hours, or days, a retreat maybe, or just a few minutes in the morning with some short passage from Scripture or some familiar prayer or some just reflection on the inspirations coming from God over time, to be in God's presence and let that touch, let that take root. This is of the essence of our lives as believers. The passage continues to speak of the things that can interfere with the word, sometimes just being too busy, sometimes being rooted in or directed toward things that are either worldly or even evil, and we can become like hard earth. The word can't get in, the rain can't get in, and we don't grow. Sin can do that. Sin hardens the heart. Sin makes us less and less able to enter into a loving relationship with God who loves us so much. So there's always the call to repentance, just as there's always the call to listen and take to heart. And God blesses everything that we do to enter into a closer union with Christ the teacher and with the word of the kingdom that he gives. This parable speaks in a sort of indirect way about just how powerful God's word is if we take it in and live by it. The most in that ancient world that a farmer could hope for by way of a yield, how much compared to what he put into the field, the most was about 8 times as much grain coming out as went in. And here is the Lord Jesus saying, my Father's word is something that can yield 30 or 60 or 100-fold. My Father's word can make lives that are transformed and fruitful and life-giving for others. My Father's word can give meaning for life and lead to the things that matter and give a sense of all God's blessings and all God's call. My Father's word is powerful indeed. Open your hearts. Let his word take root, and you will be blessed beyond all your experience or even your imaginings. Jesus is saying all this in this parable. And so isn't it good that we hear this word and we can pray here for just what will open us more and more to a faithful living in the word of the God who loves us and prepares a holy life for us and destines us for glory and joy. May God bless you and me and our families and all those we love with an openness and a readiness to say yes to the word of life.